What does it mean to be merciful? To be merciful is to be like Joseph, hated by his brothers, stripped of his robes, thrown into a pit, sold into slavery, and because he wouldn't sleep with another man's wife, locked in an Egyptian dungeon. Mercy is finally, after all these years, to have those same brothers standing right there before you. You who are the most powerful man in Egypt, able to do anything you want, to take any kind of revenge that your heart desires, yet pardon them. Shed tears of joy and embrace them as your long-lost family. That is mercy. Well, yes, that's a kind of mercy, but no, it's not perfect mercy, because there's still more. Again, what does it mean to be merciful? To be merciful is to be like David, hunted and hounded by his father-in-law, King Saul, all over Israel. To play the harp to soothe his suffering, and then be repaid by having a spear hurled at you. To have both foreigner and countrymen betray you because of the king. Mercy is to be so close to Saul as to be able to cut off the corner of his garment with your knife, but to hold back the blade from your enemy's flesh. Mercy is to stand over him while he sleeps in his camp, able to pin him to the ground with his own spear and thus rid yourself in one moment of his hatred. And yet, pardon him, spare him, and then even rebuke those who tell you to seek revenge. That is mercy. Well, again, that's a kind of mercy, but it's not perfect mercy. There's still more. Be merciful, Jesus says, just as your Father also is merciful. So, not as Joseph, not as David, but as God your Father is merciful. So to be truly merciful is to be like God. That is, to seek to embrace and kiss your beloved children, only to have them shove you away and spit in your face. To seek to heal the sick, only to have them mock your prescriptions. To feed the starving and have them complain that the food doesn't taste good enough. To clothe the naked while they bellyache about you not giving them name brands. To open your hands to a world and offer them the very best you can, and to have them pierce those hands with nails, raising you into the air and watching with chuckles and grins as you slowly bleed to death. That, O Christian, is mercy. That is perfect mercy. There is nothing greater. Be merciful, Jesus says, just as your Father also is merciful. And this you cannot do. You love yourself too much. You think you need to defend your honor. You think you have to protect your future. You think the people are going to take advantage of you. You think, well, that's just it. You only think of yourself. So while you expect others to be kind to you, to be understanding of your shortcomings, and to be thankful when you do something for them, you don't require these same things of yourself. Yeah, you're merciful to be sure. Merciful to yourself. Repent of your hypocrisy. Instead, speak the truth. I have lived as if God didn't matter, and as if I mattered most. I have lived as if my spouse, my children, my coworkers, my friends, and enemies did not matter, and as if I mattered most. Because that's the truth. It's ugly, it's painful, but it's true. It is true that you are far, far from showing mercy as God demands of you. But what is even truer is that even though there's that, God is still merciful to you. In fact, it's in response to your very lack of mercy that leads him to be superabundantly merciful to you. You who are like King Saul, the new and greater David, pardons, spares, and defends. You who are of the same family as Joseph's brothers, you are new and greater Joseph spares. Indeed, for the joy set before him, he endures being stripped of his skin by whips and cast into the pit of the tomb, all that he might go to prepare a place for you at the right hand of the Father. Your sin is no match for his mercy. No matter how hot and high the flames of your sin rise, his font of grace contains more than enough water to douse the fire. because the love of God is not like your love. The love of God doesn't seek the lovable, the likable, the one that will love him back. God loves you, as it were, even before he finds you, even before he created you, from the foundation, the very foundation of the world. Indeed, his love creates you, forms you in your mother's womb, recreates you in the womb of the church, and continues to love you even when you are mean, spiteful, and unmerciful. Now, normally men go in search of a wife, and they try to find a woman who is attractive and one who will love them back. But that's not how God works. God finds an ugly, deformed, disease-infested prostitute whose life is littered with impurity, infidelity, and every kind of wickedness. That's the woman that God makes his bride. And then he washes her clean of every filth, forgives her past, clothes her in his own righteousness, and then pronounces her beautiful. This woman for whom God does this, she is you. And don't be dumb enough to ask why. Just simply say amen. What else can you do? What else can you say to the love of God except amen? Yes, yes, it shall be so. The planks in your eyes and the specks in the eyes of your neighbor, Christ has taken all those away, and he's attached them to the bloody wood of his cross. They're gone, forgiven. Your failures, your infidelities, your greed, your selfishness, they melt like ice in the heat of your Father's compassion. You are clean. You are pure. You are beloved of God, and nothing and no one means more to him than you. And nothing and no one can change that. For Jesus is judged, and you are acquitted. Jesus is condemned, so you are justified. Like grain that is a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over into your bosom, even so, the grain that came down from heaven in good measure was pressed down by your sins, shaken together in his passion, and now this grain runs into your bosom, or rather, your mouth, as the grain that has become bread and the bread that has become body, that you might be filled with the very flesh of God. Take, eat. This is his merciful body given for you, all for you. Taste and see that the Lord is merciful, perfectly, eternally, superabundantly merciful to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.